connection between Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMikdash, and Chanukah. In order to do this, we have to first discuss the concept of Chanukas HaMizbeach a little bit, and then to see if there's a connection to Chanukah and potential nafkaminas. So we know the Pesukim and Parshas Naso speak about the fact that when they set up the Mishkan for the first time, so the Nesiim brought Korbanos. And we know there were actually two things. There were the 7 days of Meluim. According to mainstream understanding, it was the end of Adar, Chaf Gimel Adar, till the end of the month. And then from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for the first 12 days of Nisan, they were Korbanos of the Nesiim. So if you look here in the first Makor, Vayikrevu Nesiim es Chanukos Mizbeach, V'yom Yisharachosu Vayikrevu Nesiim es Korbanam Lefnei Mizbeach. So the Nesiim are bringing korbanos, like I said, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards. So is this something they did? It didn't seem like there was a tzivui about this. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of doros? So if you look at the Ramban there, the Ramban writes, verse number 2, V'hinei Hashem nechvat hiskim al-das ha-Nesiim. It was their own idea. And Hashem was masking to them. V'tziva nasi echa liyam ekrivu. Kadosh Baruch Hu turned it into a tzivui after they thought of it on their own. V'yach hitachin shi mitzvah l'doros. Hitachin shi mitzvah l'doros. Shi yichanchu la'olam beis ha-mikdash v'mizbeach. There's a mitzvah of chinuch ha-mikdash v'mizbeach. Chin asa shlomo chanukas ha-bayi. So the Ramban brings psukim to prove that historically, every time they had a new mikdash, they did this type of chinuch. Chziv divrei yamim. V'yichanchu es beis ha-lokim ha-melech v'kol ha-am. Also psukim v'malachim. To that effect. V'chein anshi kines gedola asu chanukah. In the time of Ezra, second phase of Mikdash, they did also had a chanukah. T'chsi v'yav du b'nei Yisrael kohanai v'levai v'shar b'nei galusa chanukah space alaka. V'chein there was a Mashiach sh'nema v'cheskel p'sukim v'cheskel describing the third phase of Mikdash shivas yam y'chapro l'mizbeach v'tira oso v'molu yada v'yichalu es hayamim. So says the Ramban, this is something that the Nesiim on their own decided to do, but Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to them and turned it into a mitzvah, and that's why in time of Shlomo, in time of Ezra, in Lasid Lava, in time of Mashiach, we're going to have this Chanukas HaMizbeach. V'hinei tehiye inyan zeh ha-mitzvah k'inyan parshas tumei Pesach, right? Pesach Sheni was something that agreed. So the Ramban holds the mitzvah of Chanukas HaMizbeach L'doros. Okay. Now there are a bunch of questions when it comes to this mitzvah. What exactly, you know, is included in this mitzvah? So, for example, is it the Chanukas HaBayis or Chanukas HaMizbeach? The Ramban is lashon of both. It's Chanukas Ha. Let's say they just have a new mizbech, it's not a new bayis. Would it also warrant this type of hakravas korbanos? Or is it just, maybe they had a new bayis, but no new mizbech? You need both. The fashis seems like it's a din in the mikdash. And it's called chanukas mizbech, but it's really a din in the mikdash. Every kli has a din of chinuch. There's a din of chinuch like all kelim. You know, how you use them for the first time, and you have to, you know, and if there's a menorah, you have to light Tvein Arbaim. The first time you use certain kelim. But it seems like this is more than mikdash, but that's just one ha'ara. Also, unclear what you have to bring, what korbanos you bring. In the Pesukim we read this morning, you know, the Nesiim bring not only shlamim and ola, things that are above and dava, but also chatas, right? And ketoras, things aren't b'nei nedav. And the Ramban here makes a point, this is like a special harash shah that they were allowed to bring these things b'nei nedav, even though, you know, generally, you're not allowed to do such things. So it's unclear, l'doros, it doesn't seem like the time of Shlomo, they brought ketoras and they brought, you know, chatas, but they did bring, you know, regular korbanos, you know, shlamim and olal and dava. It's also unclear how long it's supposed to be. The psukim speak about 7 days by Shlomo. Right, and 7 days, you know, by Yemos Mashiach. The Nesiim were makir for 12 days. It seems like that was an exception. The Gemara in Harios says Shlomo asa shiva yamim Chanukah. Umad Ra Moshe la'asa shnei sar kedei lachlacha kavod l'nasiim. They wanted every Nasi to have his own day. It's a special halacha there. So it seems like there was something unique about the Nasiim. Generally, it's 7 days. It's also unclear exactly what the relation between the Miluim is and the Nasiim. The Miluim was a tzivui in Parashas Tzaveh. It happened in Parashas Tzav, and then, according to the main understanding, that's we're talking Chaf Gimel Adar till end of the month, and then the Nasiim at 12 days from Rosh Hashanah onward. There is a day on Rishonim that Ibn Ezra thinks that that's not what it means. He thinks that there was actually the overlapping, that Yom HaShmini doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom HaShmini means Ches. The Miluim started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the team started of these things. That it seems to be also a day in Chazal, or in two places. One, there's a Gemara in Sukkot of Chafhei that speaks about the people who are Tmeim, Lenefesh Adam, they couldn't do Pesach. So who are these people? So one day is that these were the people, Shav al Safan, who were burying Nadav Aviv. So the Gemara quotes, one of the Tanaim asks, Yitzchak, he says, what do you mean, Shav al Safan? If they buried them on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if Yom HaShmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had 2 weeks to get ready for Pesach. What were they doing? So it could be that, no. If you only have an Ezra, maybe that day in Chazal holds that Yom HaShmini is eighth day of Nisan, so they didn't have the ability to retire, because it was. And we'll see soon that I think the Miklos Tainis also sounds like that, that maybe there was a overlap. But either way, we have this concept of Chanukas HaMizbeach, which seems to be really Chanukas HaMikdash, which warrants bringing korbanos when you have a new Mikdash and or a new Mizbeach. And the Ramban says it's a mitzvah l'doros. It's such a mitzvah l'doros. It's not something that Kosh Baruch Hu, you know, decided on his own, but after the Nesim decided to do it, Kosh Baruch Hu's maskim daito v'daf and Nesim, and there's such a mitzvah, and that's why historically we know the time of Shlomo and Ezra and the Mos Mashiach, there will be hakravas korbanos with the new Beis HaMikdash. The thing is that not all the Rishonim agree to this. So, for example, the Rambam, in source number 3, argues from Bahag, who counts Chanukah HaMizbeach as a mitzvah. And he says, you don't count mitzvahs that aren't l'doros. It was a mitzvah l'shah, says the Rambam, source number 3. Hashar shlishi she'en roi l'manos mitzvos she'en nohagos l'doros, etc. But Chanukah HaMizbeach, etc. L'yasvik pal seichel, Yisapik Balsechel ki elu hakulam mitzvos nemru lo lemoshe tzivu v'asara. It's certainly true, says the Rama, that these mitzvos are mitzvos that Hashem told Moshe, but they shouldn't be counted, says the Rama. Why shouldn't they be counted? Because they're only knowing the Shah, right? Lefi Shah ve'ena nohagas adoros l'chein lo yimanu. So one of the Rama's third shoresh, so their mitzvos is they don't count mitzvos that are the Shah, only mitzvah of the Torah. Says the Rambam, there was a mitzvah of Chanukah HaMizbeach, but it was a mitzvah of the Shah. So the Rambam argues in the Ramban and on the Bahag, and says there's no such mitzvah of the Doros of Chanukah HaMizbeach. Now, of course, the problem is that the Psukim. The Psukim say that in Shlomo's time and in Ezra's time, they did, and the Psukim say in Cheskel says that we will have Korbanos. So it's not a mitzvah of the Doros. So if you look at the Rambam here, source number 4, or Perak Beis, that's what it sounds like. The Rambam says, "Kol shiurin esachim amurim b'sefer Cheskel u'minyan osan korbanos v'sidri avoda k'subim sham kulam miluim heim v'inohagim l'doros ela hanavi tziva u'pirish kesed yiyu makrivim hamiluim." It's not nohagim l'doros. It's the navi tziva u'pirish. It means something like a hara shah of sorts.
That's why they didn't bring
doros. Well, you couldn't.
It was a mitzvah, meaning it was all in dava.
It was all in dava, right? It was all in dava.
So you can only bring things that you can bring in
the Dabbos.
I mean,
exactly.
The
Nesiyah
was a mitzvah, so they
can
do whatever they want.
Exactly. Okay. Mashiach, Kshem she'ikrivu Nesiyim v'chanukas v'yach, dvarim she'im k'mosim l'doros, v'ikrivu v'shabbos, k'ach anasi makri v'chanukas v'yach. He doesn't sound like that. He sounds like here saying you ought to be makri v'yach on Shabbos. If it was just in the Dabbos, you couldn't be makri on Shabbos. Time of Shlomo, they were makri also on Shabbos. We know they were m'chal Yom Kippur in that year. So, I mean, you could say it was just in the Dabbos. But it's Docha Shabbos, so it's hard to say that. So the way the Rosh Hashanah says Rambam is that it's true, it's a special mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah from the Targum Mitzvahs that's the Doros. It's like a Hara Shah that the Navi says to bring these korbanos. So it could happen when you have a new Beis HaMikdash that the Navi will tell you to be Makriv. Again, that's easier to say than the first Beis HaMikdash. And the second Beis HaMikdash also, I guess, right? We had this one at the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, of that period.
Navi can save you in Pashas.
Pardon?
Navi can tell you in Pashas.
Yeah, it seems like a Navi could tell you, not as a...
it's not like a...
I mean, Elio and Har HaKarmel.
No,
I mean,
that's like a... Like,
right. It seems like on a temporary basis, the Navi could tell you that. But it's interesting. Anyway, this Rambam seems a little bit negate what the Rambam saying in Hilchos in the Sefer Mitzvahs. I mean, it's brought out almost as a steer. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says it's not a mitzvah daros. Yet we know the Pesukim say it is, and the Rambam himself brings it down and say, well, it's not really a mitzvah daros. It's just that they did it, and you know, it was a mitzvah pinavi or something like that. It's actually interesting, the Ramban, even though he says it's a mitzvah, doesn't count it in the mitzvah Shashach HaCharav. The Ramban has a list of mitzvahs that the Ramban, quote unquote, forgot. And he doesn't list it there. So even though he justifies the Bahag, and he himself says, without the Bahag, what I just read, in Sefer Midbar, there's a mitzvah. So some want to say the Ramban thinks it's a mitzvah, but it's just not counted, because maybe it's included in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, Levi, so we have over here a question. Is there a mitzvah of Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMikdash? It seems like for some Rishonim, Gaonim, the Bahag, the Ramban, there is such a mitzvah of Doros. The Rambam seems to say there's no such mitzvah, but it might happen. Al Pi Navi exists. The concept certainly exists. And I want to discuss, you know, the question of whether or not this actually happened in the time of Chanukah. That's really, so this is all my background, basically. There's more to discuss. There are a couple of riots back and forth in terms of the nature of Chanukah HaMikdash, but let's assume that there's in Mechokos Rishonim, it's such a mitzvah, and if there is such a mitzvah, did they do this in the time of the Chashmonai? So, what could we like from the Ramban in source number two? What does the Ramban say? What does he not say? He doesn't mention Hanukkah. So he mentions, you know, Shlomo, he mentions Ezra, he mentions Mashiach, you know, except Yechezkel. He doesn't mention Hanukkah. So maybe that proves that for the Ramban it didn't happen. Although it's not such a riot, because he's only mentioning Pesukim. You know, he's mentioning things that are Pesukim. We know from Josephus that apparently when Herod rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, he built a binyan of four, they also did some type of Chanukah HaMizbeach. So he doesn't mention that either. So it could be, you know, he only mentioned Pesukim. It's not necessarily a raya. Again, it's not clear if Herod did that al pi Chazal or not, but he did do it. They did a Chanukah on Mizbeach at that point too. The Tosfos Yontif quotes Josephus saying that at the end of Tzachas Taimus, Perek Talad Mishaches, he quotes Josephus saying that. In any case, Lemaisa, it's a little unclear if they did it in the time of the Chashmonai.
Why so would they?
Pardon?
It wasn't a new
business. So let's talk about that for a second. I want to first start with the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, source number 5, is one of our first sources of Torah Shebichsa, Shebal Peh, that are written down. It's essentially a list of 36 days that you're not supposed to fast. It was written towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. And there are days that important things happened, usually connected to the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't fast in those days, and some of those days you also don't do Hesper on. And one of those days is Chanukah. Megillas Tainis is Batel with the Korban HaBayis, except for Chanukah and Purim, those are days we still celebrate for other reasons. Now, if you look at Megillas Tainis, the Megillas Tainis writes like this: Umaro lasus Chanukah shmona yamin. So the Megillas Tainis says Moshe, presumably he's referring to the Miluim, had Miluim for 7 days. So how come they have Chanukah for 8 days? So here I think it's actually Meduyuk that this day in Chazal holds like the Eben Ezra. Namely, there was an overlap between the Yimei Miluim and the Yimei Hanesiim. Uvashvi hikriv Ephraim, meaning the Shvi isn't the last day of Adar, but the Shvi is the seventh day of Nisan, and Yom HaShemini is the eighth day of Nisan, like the Ebn Ezra. So I was happy to find this. Also Shlomo, since he's kind of ignoring the 12 days of Nisan, he's saying there are 7 days of Moshe, seven days... Pardon?
Why is it bringing
Right, so he said the first seven Nisim were doing what we call Chanukah Sah Mikdash. Then they were like a Harav Hashem, they did a few more days. Anyway, Shlomo did also 7 days. Chanukah Sah Mizbeach Asu Shivas Yamim, Bechag Shivas Yamim, Umar Raul Asu Chanukah Sah Shmonim. So Moshe did 7, and Shlomo did 7, why did the Chashmonim do 8? Elo Yamim Rachos Yavah Nichnus Chashmonim Hechol Uponu Asa Mizbeach Vesudu Vesid. So they re-entered the Beis HaMikdash and they re-established the Mizbeach. B'chol Shivas Yamim Hayu Metaknim Meklisharis. I'm not sure what that means. Hayu Metaknim Meklisharis. Does that mean they were Shiputzim? Chanukah Sevei Sevei Chashmonai L'Doros Lamein Ogas. And then they discuss why L'Doros we have a concept. But anyway, from the Megillah's time it seems pretty clear that Chanukah is connected to that they did a Chanukah Sevei Mizbeach in the time of Chashmonai. That's what it sounds like. So what was your question? You asked.
Why they would do it if this? Why is this time for a Hanukkah?
Right. So did they build a new Beis HaMikdash? So it doesn't sound like they built a totally new Beis. Maybe they built a new Mizbeach. So here you have a Gemara in source number 6 that discusses the concept of Bo Pritzi Michilua. The Gemara says Mizrachi Tzvonis Bo Gonzu Beis Chashmonayis Avni Mizbeach Shakshaksu Avni Yoma. They, put the old Mizbeach in the corner in Mizrachis Tzvonis. Why do they need a new Mizbeach? Because the old Mizbeach they used for idol worship. There's a concept of Vo Pritzin Chilua, when the Goyim came in, or the Jews, into that, but there's a concept when people come and Mechal the Mikdash, so it goes to become schulim. Amri heki navid ini tevinu avinim shleimos rachmana and misrinu lo sonik lem barza, okay, etc. So the confusion down. Ad shematzu lo avinim atar uvo ba pritzi mechilu. So there's a concept of bo pritzi mechilu means that there's some type of when the Beis HaMikdash is misused or abused, so then it becomes chulin. And the Avnei Mizbeach became Chulin. So they built a new Mizbeach. If you look at source number 11, over here, the Shuf Beis Yitzchak from Shmelkes, he writes like this. Vashakazav, they came in the Bo Pritzim V'chilua, Nizchal Kol HaBayis, V'chol HaChatzim, V'chayat Tzrichim L'Kadesh V'Kadesh Z'Mikdash Hashem. The Shoel assumes the Beis HaMikdash was Chulin Gemurin. V'chol Od Shol HaKichua HaBayis, maybe you can take the Avnei Mizbeach for yourself. Says the Beis Yitzchak, it's not true. The Beis Yitzchak didn't go to Chulin. They didn't have to re-sanctify the whole Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Chashmonaim. It was still a Beis HaMikdash. The din of Baal, Priest, and Chilua doesn't make it always Beis HaMikdash. Again, Dvar of Leisa, third line. Lamatzina sheikdishu malchei v'ischashvonayim v'chadash azara v'heichal d'lo yotza l'chul n'klal d'krov v'ov v'ritzi v'chilua kaya kelin k'vosh chasav rashi k'ish nechtusu nochrin l'heichal yotza l'chul n'akelin. It's only done in the kelin. L'izveh nami avidin kli l'zeh. Apparently, even though the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, in contrast to the Mishkan, didn't have a shame kli. It was connected, right. I mean, in Mishkan, so the Mizbeach was a Kli. But in Mikdash it wasn't. But still, apparently, he says it has a din of a Kli. Aval ha'bayis kufa lo yatsa l'chulin. V'chein muchach v'divi ha'bal ha'mor. Well, now, Rabban Shav Kassav, the kufa ha'bayis says l'chulin. Rabban thinks that bo pritzi v'chilua can actually affect the entire base of Mikdash. V'divi ha'bal tzrichim iyan. He's stuck with the Rabban. Din kein ha'yat tzrichim base chashvonai mechadash l'chanei ha'bayis v'shei todus v'shir. We never found that they re-sanctified the whole area. So it says the Beis Yitzchak, it can't be. The Kolkos like Moved as a Ramban. They need to shashu biyad zarin nitzchalo. When the Beis Yitzchak is biyad zarin, it becomes chulin. Kolkom teifuk shahalchu apritzim. When they leave, chazuk du shaza. Very, very interesting and strange suggestion that it becomes kulin, and then when the goyim leave, so it becomes hektish again. Again, this is an interesting question, you know, in general. There's the Machamas in Abu Razar. There is actually an interesting discussion in Biskarov. He wonders if the Kedushas Mikdash is a Kitchel Shaita, a Kitchel Silova, so why did they have to do a Chinuch? It says in Ezra they did a Chinuch, but the Kedushas is still there. So he says, you see that you still have to do Chinuch anyway, even though the Kedushas is still there. We could read in the Bayis. There was no Bayis. There was Kedusha. In the bites. Anyway, at the end of the day, this is an issue that's grappled with. Was there a chinuch of the mikdash, or at least of the mizbeach in the time of the Chashmonaim? It seems pretty clear from the Gemara of Rezar that they had a new mizbeach. It seems clear from the Gilas Tainis that they had some form of chinuch habayis parallel to Moshe and parallel to Shlomo. But the thing is, there are a lot of sources that seem to ignore this totally. So if you look at the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, my Chanukah, Tan Rabbanan, source number 8, Chaf Hei B'Kislev, Yom Chanukah, Tanai Inun, there are 8 days of Chanukah, Tlamifsim Lehon, Velozanis Bahon, etc., etc., etc. And this is essentially the similar, it's based off the Megillah's Tainis, and it leaves out this whole discussion of the Chanukah's Ha'Vayis. So the simple understanding from the Gemara is that we celebrate Hanukkah because of the Nitzachon, we celebrate Hanukkah because of the Pachshamin, like the Gemara says over there. It has nothing to do with the Chanukah's Habayis. The Marsha there was aware of this. If you look at verse number 9, the Marsha writes, "V'nir de lefarish de nikra Chanukah l'shem Chanukah's Amizbech, k'damir amperek v'yishmar," quotes the Gemara of Rezar. "The base koshonai ganzu av demizbech, shoksu anshe obodes kololim av Rezar. V'tzichu livnos mizbech chadash." Chenikra Chanukah. Look, Amar Harcha, my Chanukah, Elam Eiz and Neiz Kavu Oso La'adli. The Marsha is saying that the Gemara here isn't discussing why we celebrate Chanukah. We celebrate Chanukah because the Chanukahs are Mizbech. That's the Gemara of Arizara. And that's Nun Beis. The Gemara here in Shabbos wants to know why we light candles. We light candles because of the Neiz Parach Hashem. But it's according to the Marsha, it's clear that Chanukah's Mikdash is part of what we're celebrating here on Chanukah. The thing is that the Rambam totally omits it. If you look at source number 10, Vayishenik Shemachu Yavan Gazru Gzeira Shal Yisrael Bitlu Daitam V'leinicha Lehem Lasek V'zara Mitzvahs U'pashtu Yadam V'monam V'naseyam V'nichtus V'heichu U'pashtu V'pratzus V'tim V'ataras Yitzar lehem l'Yisrael ma'od, b'pneyem v'lichtzu, m'lachetz gadol, ashirichem aleyem alokei yivaseinu, v'oshi'am yadam, v'hitzilam, v'gavar ish choshnai, v'kohani v'doli, v'hargu, v'oshi'ani, v'chazr, m'lachetz Yisrael, yeser, al-masayim shana. He echoes in a few lines what Chanukah is about, and he said that we were able to defeat the goyim who were trying to, you know, not just trying, but successfully ruling over us. He doesn't mention anything about Chanukah's HaMizbeach, Chanukah's HaMikdash. So it seems we have a debate here. You know, the Marsha is telling us, no, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, it's Pashut, that it's all about Chanukah's HaMizbeach. And that's what it sounds like in the Megillah's Tainis, and potentially from the Gemara of Rezara, you can come to that conclusion. Whereas from the Rambam, it doesn't sound like it's really front and center at all. I mean, that never really happened at all. Now, just for the record, if you look here at source number 7, it seems like they built a new menorah. It's clearly built a new menorah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afshal Eitz, Loyase, Kedesh Asu, Beis, Malchay, Beis Chashmonai, Amru, Misham Raya, Shputim Shabbaz, Ayu, Chivu, Babat, Shiru, Asum Kesev, Chosuv, Shiru, Asum Azav. So it seems like the first menorah they had was made out of metal. And then they got more wealthy, they made it out of silver and then out of gold. But it's clear they had a new menorah. But a new menorah, even though there's a bit of chinuch by Klei Mikdash, it's not, you know, Chanukah's HaMizbeach, it's not Chanukah's HaMikdash. So they did have some type of, you know, Chanukah of the Kalev, chinuch of the Kalev, but it wasn't, you know, Chanukah's HaMizbeach. That's, you know, know from that Gemara more than the fact that they did a Chanukah, a Chinuch of the menorah. But like I said, from the Gilas Tainis, from the Varazara, it sounds like they did a Chanukah Samizbeach, whereas from the Rambam and the simple understanding of the Gemara and Shabbos Chav Ha'al Fon Beis, there was no such Chanukah Samizbeach during the time of the Chashmonai. So,
the Gemara refers to the Balchei Beis Chashmonai, is that necessarily like the time when the Yevonim came and
I think so. I mean, that's the story.
Isn't that like a general time period? No.
Why were they so?
Well, when did they make a new Beis Hamikdash other than?
What?
When did they make a new Kalim other than when after the Yevonim destroyed their existing one?
I'm saying like they whenever they became rich. I don't know.
I think it's the Pashas is referring to the story of the Cheshvan.
Why would we celebrate the Chanukah Samizbeach any more than any other place?
Oh!
If the Chanukah Samizbeach is really just the Chanukah Samizbeach.
So I think that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to be back in Korbanos. If you look at the Rambam at the very beginning of Kira, the Rambam says, I mean, the Rambam himself argues, or Rambam might say the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash is really a Beis Hashem, but for the Rambam, mitzvahs esse vasa space l'Hashem muchan lios makrivim bo korbanos. So if korbanos is the central part of the mikdash, so the mizbeach, and like I said before, I don't know if it's a mizbeach per se, but the mizbeach is like a symbol of the new.
That would be saying that really it is a chanukas habayis.
Yes.
Not just a chanukas mizbeach.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But like when there's a new mizbeach, so like that calls for a new chanukah.
I'm not so sure. If you have a new mizbeach, let's say nifkam mizbeach,
it sounds like, right? It sounds like they have the same bias for new mizbeach.
So I'm not sure. Meaning every time the mizbeach was nifkam, so do you need to do a new chinuch? And even if you do have to, even if you have to do a new chinuch, it's not like you have to do a chanukah. It's not the same thing. Yeah. Chinuch means that you have to imakriv tamid shel shachar. Meaning, so if it got broken in the middle of the day, you can't be makriv in Arba'im. So wait till the next morning, the makriv tam shel shachar. There's halachas, how you use kelim. What chinuch kelim works. Chanukah samizbeach is, I think, chanukah samikdash. If that's how I'm understanding it. I agree it's not so clear, but that's...
So I'm saying it comes out here that even though you only had a mizbeach that was nifkam, for some reason you did...
I'm not so sure if it was only a mizbeach and nifkam. It could be it was more than that. It could be the whole base of mikdash was basically unusable.
Uh-huh.
And then they switched to mizbeach. That was the central kli. And then it took time until they got the tahar oil.
There's such thing as like being like passeling the base of mikdash.
That's what it sounds like. Both priests, it goes back to the machlokes Ramban and Balamor. Did it affect the whole only kelim, or affect the whole?
That's what I'm asking. Meaning, Umad Amar, it was only the kelim. It would come out that you
Right, but it could be that Lamanda Amar was only kelim. In fact, it didn't have. In fact, it didn't have a Chanukah. It's only had a Chanukah if it affected the whole bidding. That's what I would assume. Right. It did in the. There are a lot of questions here that are a little unclear. I agree. Just as a side point, there's an interesting Rav Yaakov Emden in source number 12. The Tam Shem Chanukah nearly Damar Chadash Nikra Kain Al Shem Chinuch HaHeichel Gam Al Shem Chinuch. Nikra Hashem Chinuch Heichal Shaya Bizman Hazeb Yimei Chagai Hanavi Kasu V'Nevuah V'Nevuasa Shuvah Esri V'Arba L'Chi Shu Kislev Husar. The second Beis HaMikdash actually began functioning on Chaf Dalet Kislev, right? Years before the Chanukah story, hundreds of years before the Chanukah story. V'Lomacharaso Chenchu V'Akrova V'Afal Pishul Anivne Habayis Adayin K'Nis Shamru. So they started being makrib korbanos in the time of before they built by Cheney on Chaf Hei Kislev. So he says, and that's why we celebrate Chanukah also in commemoration of the Chanukah of Ezra. Chanukah Sa Mizbeach of Ezra years earlier. Now, Rav Yoel Ben Nun from the Gush, he has a different take on this. He argues, if you look at the Sefer HaMakabim, so it says there that they started being makrib for Avodah Zarah 3 years before the Chanukah story was a couple of years. they started the Avodah Zarah in the Mikdash on Chaf Hei Kislev. Why? Because it was a way of somehow undoing what happened in Chagai. At the time of Chagai, they started being Makri of Korbanos Hashem. So the Nisnyavdim decided to take that same anniversary and use it as a time of being Makri for Avodah Zarah. So then when the Chashmonaim won the war, they decided to take that same date and turn it back into a Chanukah of Avodah Hashem, of Korbanos Hashem. So what's going on is that essentially, I think, I don't know if he quotes this more, Ksiya, but the idea, the fact is that it's clear in Tanakh that Bayi Sheni is connected to Chaf Hei Kislev. It's also clear to the Sefer Ma'akavim that Chaf Hei Kislev was a time when they started doing Avodah Zarah in the Mikdash, and that's why, he claims, they chose that day to reinstate the Mesa Mikdash for Avodah Hashem. So now,
Right.
That was a question that the Gilas Tides already discusses. Why? Right. Why is that 8 days, 7 days,
it's,
8 days?
It's not like funnier if this one is like Lazik or that one.
And it's a different event.
Yeah, it's
right. I hear you.
Maybe they had to because how long it.
What?
Maybe they had to because like how long it took to make oil.
I don't know. Anyway, I want to discuss some nafkaminas in this question. Like I said, there are probably more questions here than answers, but it seems like there is a question as to whether or not the Chanukah that we celebrate is connected to Chanukah's HaMizbeach. The first question is just the name of this Yod. So, what is the name of this Yod? So, it's called Chanukah. It says it's Shibuya Leket, source number 13. So it should be like it says explicitly it's called Chanukah because it's connected to Chanukah Sabayis. And likewise, or Zerua, Lafikach Nikra Chanukah Al Shem Chanukah Samizbeach. Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samizbeach. But not everybody explains that way. If you look at the Machzor Vitri, so it's number 15, V'simen hum yadenu Chanukah hei. Meaning, why is it Chanukah? Maybe it's telling us the simen for the day. It's nothing to do with Chanukah Samizbeach, Chanukah Safayis, etc. So if I assume that, right on the board here, yeah, we celebrate Chanukah. The question becomes, is Chanukah connected to Chanukah HaMizbeach or Habayis? Or is it not connected? First, Afkamina, is just the Parish of Shame. Why is it called Chanukah? So is it because it's connected? It's, you know, Chanukah Habayis, like we have in the, or Zerua, or the Shibuya Leket, or is it Chanu Chafei, some type of way of remembering the date, etc. Second Afkmin, is there Simcha on Chanukah? This is a big one, Halmas and Rishonim. Is there Simcha on Chanukah? There is a Mordechai, quotes the Maharam, Mordechai Psachim, Remez Reish, Taf Reish Hei, quotes the Maharam and says there's no Simcha on Chanukah, it's all the Sudas are Sudas Rishos. But there are Rishonim, the troops of Rashba, Aleph Tafresh Sadi Tess, and there are a few other sources in Rishonim that seem to indicate there's some type of Simcha or Oneg on Chanukah. The question is, if there is, where does it come from? So you could try to connect it to this topic. So if you look at source number 16, how do you know you can't be Arv Simcha V'Simcha? Shnayis and we cut them speak about that they're not getting married in Yontif. You can't get married in Yontif. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk, the Chesiv, Ayas Shlomo Be'isahi, Sachar B'chol Yisrael, Imo Akal Golom Levo Hamas, Anachal Yisrael, Tnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Avaras Hayom. Shlomo had 7 days of Chanukah's HaMikdash, and then 7 days of Sukkot. He didn't integrate them. Why not? So the Gemara, because he Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. So there were seven days of Simcha, right? 7 days of Simcha. So you see that Chanukah HaMizbeach creates Simcha. And maybe the source of Simcha on Chanukah is also connected to Chanukah HaMizbeach. Mar brings it down that there is a concept of a sudas mitzvah or a mitzvah to be sudos because of Chanukah samizbeach. If you don't hold there was a Chanukah samizbeach, you don't think I was connected to Chanukah samizbeach about that, so then you either say that it's sudas or shus, or you'll say that there's a different reason why there's simcha not connected to that. Just for the record, it's not mukhach, you don't have to connect these things. The Rambam writes explicitly there's simcha on Chanukah. And in the Rambam, I don't see any proof to the fact that there was a Chanukah's. Yeah, just it could be the simcha itself, you know, there are other reasons for the simcha. You know, we won the war, you know, have a reason to have simcha. No, that doesn't necessarily mean that's connected to Chanukah's Mizbeach. The reason is that trying to connect it is also isn't so partial, because when I say there's simcha by Chanukah's Mizbeach, that's Peshat's Maisa. It doesn't mean that for generations, you know, Shlomo Melech made a Chanukah's HaMikdash. So there's simcha there. Does that mean we're Sameach for all generations? So there is a Gra in Shulchan Aruch who says we don't say Tachlun because of the Chanukah's HaMizbeach. That's why we don't say Tachlun in Tishrei. And the Gra, I think they say that that's true also in Nisan. Why don't, in Nisan we don't say Tachlun either? Because the first 12 days of Nisan was Chanukah's, you know, the Nisim. But saying we don't say Tachlun and saying there's not a Simcha is a jump. Meaning nobody says there's Simcha in Tishrei because of the what happened in the time of Shalom. That's, if you go back to the you don't say Aaron Simcha, right, exactly. If you look at the Megillas Tainis at the end, I didn't read it, the first question is how come there's 7 days, 8 days of Chanukah? And then there's a question, how come with Doros, right, Chanukah is based on Shonai, the Doros, Lama, He, Noheges, Elish, Azub, and Sezam, Mitzara, Larvachav, Amur, Mahal, Vodav, Vidukun, Neros, Vishinik, etc. So the Megillas Tainis deals with like two questions. One is why was Chanukah then 8 days? And the second question is why for all generations is it 8 days? So they're really two separate questions. What I want to point out is that we have over here a question, is there Simcha on Chanukah? And if it's connected to Chanukah Samizbeach, Chanukah Sabayis, so it's more understandable there's Simcha. Now you still have to explain why the Simcha exists today, not just then. But potentially you can explain. If you say it's not connected, so you either say there's no Simcha, in Simcha, or if there is Simcha, like the Rambam, for a different reason. Okay. Not enough for me now. Laying. What do we lay in on Chanukah? So what has Pesukim in the Torah, right? Which Yom Tov stone of Pesukim in the Torah? It's Rabbanan. So Purim we read V'yavo Malik. And Chanukah we read the Nesim. The question is, was there something else that we could have chosen? So could be there's nothing else to choose, so they chose this. But it could be it was dafka this. Why was it dafka this? So if you look at the Mishnah says in Megillah, you read the Nesim, says Rashi, says number 18, the Chanukah is the Nesim. The Havinami Chanukah is the Mizbeach. That was also a Chanukah of the Mizbeach. Sounds like Rashi is learning that there was a Chanukah of the Mizbeach in time of Chanukah. And Tosef Yom Tov writes this explicitly, Vani Matzalsi, the same from Maccabi, Kshe Kavshu Yachashmari, Levani Matzu, Mizbeach, Meshukas, Vesasu, Oso, Venu, Vechadish, Vechanukah, Oso, Vechafeh. They did the Chanukah on Chafeh. But there are other explanations why we read the Chanukah and the parasha of the Nesiim on Chanukah. If you look at verse number 20, there's the Medrash Tanchuma. Ma'om kumach shvasecha, amr chanina, v'chafei yamim, v'kislev, nigmur v'lachias, v'mishkan, v'nasim, v'kubol, ad echa v'nisan, that the Mishkan was somehow completed on Chafeh Kislev. And then, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to wait, something why, but Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to wait till Achad v'Nisan in order to start using the Mishkan. So we read the Nesiyim because we remember the fact that the completion of the Binyan was on Chafei Kislev, not connected to, you know, the Chanukah Samizbeach and all that happened in Nisan.
Everyone agreed, probably, that they did Mikinu Mizbeach and had, like, regular Chinuch on the Mizbeach.
Yeah, but Chinuch is not Chanukah.
That's, I know, but what's the, I mean, they're related, aren't they?
Chinuch just means you have to, when you use a new kli in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to use it in a certain way, a certain time of day, a certain korban has to be used on it.
Is the Chanukah just an exaggerated form of that?
Chanukah means a celebration. They're bringing all these korbanos.
Would you be celebrating Mechinuch?
No, we're not celebrating it. That's not why we're celebrating it. Like, for the Rambam. That's not why we're celebrating Hanukkah. But it happens to be, like, an appropriate Torah reading is when they did the same thing they did then. Meaning they completed the Mishkan, and now here we...
So you're saying you can connect it, since everybody agrees they had a Chinuch of the Mizbeach, that's enough of a reason to read the Chanukah of the Mizbeach. That's what you're arguing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, the reason we're celebrating the holiday.
Right, okay. I agree, Mishkan, I think your arguments are right. Rashi and Tos Yontov seem to push it, you know, all the way, that it's connected. The Filonic Shemir Leket, quotes Tanchuma, you could say it's not connected at all. You know, and you're saying, no, it's connected, but not, it's just the chinuch of the Mizbeach. And that was enough of a reason to...
What?
Chinuch is a bias.
Why is that
connected to Chanukah? Right. Same question. Right. If there was a Chanukah Zana, I'm biased, then it makes sense why that's the Shir Shal Yom for the Grah. Lastly, the minhag of eating donuts. I grew up in Chutz Laaretz, so we eat latkes. The Sfardim and Hagim didn't really take root where I was. Here in Israel, everybody's eating donuts. It's more geschmack minhag, I think. So the simple understanding is, again, some people disagree. Okay, you like latkes more. Okay, fine. Levaisa, why do we eat oily foods on Hanukkah? So it's connected to the Shemen. So, l'chora, the same reason why we eat latkes is the same reason we eat donuts. Donuts sounds very goyish. Sufkaniyot. We eat sufkaniyot because, you know, because of the oil. But if you look here in the Halakha Shlomo, Mshimas Ksav Yad, Kasav Tamnosav Achilat Sufkaniyot, Ki v'chanukah basic question, I tiro es kleya et kol ha-mikdash, So dafke in Alamichia, do we say Mizbachecha? And that's why we want to eat, not just latkes, because we don't want to just remember the oil. We want to remember the Mizbeach. Al Mizbachecha, we say in Alamichia, and the Sufkaniyah, and therefore we discuss the...
Right.
You have to eat it, alright. Yeah. You have to eat it separately. Yeah, because if you eat it in the middle of the Suda, you won't say Mizbachecha. Yeah, I hear the time. Okay, so Kitzur, what we saw here, was this question, as to whether or not there is a mitzvah of Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMikdash Lutoros, and if there is, did they do that in the time of the Chashmonaim, seems to be Machlokas and Rishonim, and we discussed a couple of nafkaminas as to that question. I just want to conclude with a piece from Reb Tzadok, Pri Tzadik and Chanukah, Ozayin. He points out that there was a Chanukas HaMikdash and a Chanukas HaMenorah in the time of the Chashmonaim, but he wonders, Yesh Lahavin Lama Osim Zeichel Chanukas HaMenorah. He thinks that the lighting that we do of the Neros reminds us of the Chanukah of the Chinuch, rather, of the Menorah, and we ignore, says Rizuk, Chanukas HaMikdash, which seems to be more significant. Chanukas HaMenorah Shehayav Bein Chashmonaim Ve'ein Osim Zecha LeChanukas HaMishkan Chanukas HaMikdash Shehaya Kedusha Kavua LeDoros. V'yesh Lomar Shechbar Zacharnu Amru B'Medrash She'Aaron Meitzer Al Shelo Hikriv B'Chanukas HaNesim V'Amru L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Gedolo Mizu Atam Metukan HaKavanos Kozman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayem Heinohagin V'Al Neros La'Olam Kasev Raman Shemiravez Al Neros Chanukah. It's Raman Al Torah that says that just in the Medrash that Aaron the Kohen was somehow let down, that he didn't have a chance to be makrif as a nesiim. Hashbaruch Hu told him, you can light the menorah, and that's going to last for eternity. Even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you'll still be able to light candles. How so? Because there's a connection between the candles we light and the candles of the menorah. He says, "Uvzei yuvan lama anu osim zecher lechinuch ein anu osim zecher lechinuch habayis bekorbanos ki korbanos hem betelim vosh enemar lama lirozi pchechem." Right, the korbanos, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no korbanos, and if there is, you can somehow abuse korbanos. Korbanos lama li lo b'sim chechem. The menorah is connected to Torah, and that continues with us. So the Tzaddik says that Chanukah was significant, and the Chinuch HaMenorah was significant because it symbolized the ability of Torah Sheval Peh to continue to thrive throughout the thick and the thin. Kmo Shneimar, Chanukah Lenal Pidarko, Kikam Yazkin Leyasu Mimena, meaning this concept of Or Torah lasts forever, and that's what we're celebrating here on Chanukah. Okay.